Well, I want to continue my series, the Expect series. It's the second part. And, I saw a picture. I'll be putting it up on the screen. It's a picture of a frog being swallowed by a big bird. And the frog reaches out and grabs the neck of the bird, as the picture illustrates. You know, we need to expect victory and never give up. Hello? How many of you have heard somebody say, well, I finally see the light at the end of the tunnel. I just hope it isn't a train. Anybody ever heard that? You know, there are a lot of people, they're drifting through life on a boat, on the river of circumstances, without any expectation of ever getting off of that boat. You know, anybody ever heard of a guy by the name of Sam Walton? I think, how many of you shop at his store? That would be the whole crowd. He said this, high expectations are the key to everything. I want you to get that. High expectations are the key to everything. If you want a better future, you've got to expect God to help you to get there. Lamentations 3:25 in the Amplified. Lamentations 3:25 in the Amplified. I'll give you a chance to turn there. I sometimes get a little fast because I've got it all right here, cut and pasted in my notes. Okay, everybody found Lamentations? If you hadn't, I'll send Brother Bill. He can help you find it. All right. The Lord is good to those who wait hopefully and expectantly for him, to those who seek him. I know you can go ahead and read the rest of it, but that's the part I want to get right there. You know, sometimes our journey here in life can be a little painful, even disappointing, and we may go down some rough roads. Anybody find that to be true? Oh, I got three people that's found that to be true out of this whole crowd. Oh, I sure am glad. Y'all, I've found out that as I travel this life's journey, that there's some painful things, there's some rough situations, there's sometimes disappointment. But God said he'd never leave us nor forsake us there in Hebrews the 13th chapter. If you don't, we're not going to go there, but I'll tell you where it is, 13:5. He said he would be our helper there in 13:6 of Hebrews. You know, God will be with us and he'll help us through everything, but we've got to expect it. You know, in whatever circumstance we find ourselves in, we have to expect God to be there with us. You know, we probably would improve our lives quite a bit if we would just wake up and realize that God wants to meet our needs if we will simply begin to expect him to. See, he doesn't move until you do something. You know, you there, you gone home already. Today, what are you expecting? You should get up every morning expecting something from God. Expecting his promises to work in your life today. Expecting that you'll have a great day. You know, God will and can meet all of our expectations. Psalm 74:14 from the Living Bible. Psalm 74:14 from the Living Bible. I will keep on expecting you to help me. I will praise you more and more. Here the psalmist said he was looking to God to meet all of his expectations. You know, David, who wrote most of the Psalms, he went through a lot of hard times. But if you will read, you'll see that he always kept his eyes on God and that he was always expecting God to meet him. Psalms 119:81. In the Living Bible says, I faint for your salvation, but I expect your help, for you have promised it. God has promised to help us. Then we need to expect it. David expected God to be there in every situation. Have you ever had somebody tell you, hey, now, I'll come over and help you move? Now, you are expecting that individual to be there to help you load up stuff and to move. Is that not correct? Why can't, just like we expect people, why can't we expect God to do what he says right here? See, it's strange that we will put our trust and our expectations in people, but yet when it comes to God, we say, well, I don't know. Well, we do know because God said it. If God said it, that's it. Charles Allen said, when you say a situation or a purpose, or a person is hopeless, you are slamming the door in God's face. I want you to get a hold of that. When you say a situation or a person is hopeless, you are slamming the door in God's face. There is nothing hopeless with God. See, if you read the Word of God, you'll find out that David and Daniel and Isaiah and Matthew and Mark and Paul and Timothy and John, they all had their confidence in God and expected him to do what he said he would do. Is that not correct? John Calvin made this statement. However many blessings we expect from God, his infinite liberality will always exceed all our wishes and thoughts. Actually, when we start expecting from God, he will exceed what we're expecting. You see, when we pray, we need to have an expectant attitude. Actually, that is the attitude of faith. See, David repeatedly brought his request to God, and then he expectantly waited on God. We bring our request to God, and when it doesn't happen in the next 2 minutes, we start, oh, I don't know what's going on. No, it says he expectantly waited. We wait with expectation. Psalms 5:3 in the New International Version. Now, of course, I'm reading from some of the older versions. You got to be careful with some of the new ones that are being printed right now because they're leaving out some stuff. But the older ones are still, older translations still have it in there. While y'all are turning to these, I'm going to go to Psalms 5, then I'm going to Psalms 27, then I'm going to Psalms 131. So you can go ahead and mark those while I'm turning there. You know, we need to really, really pray for our nation. We need to pray for the nation of Israel. The Word of God talks about, I don't say a whole lot about it because I expect you to know to pray for Israel. That's why I don't say a whole lot, because they ain't no use to tell people. But let me remind you, hey, pray for Israel. Pray for our nation. We are, you know, if we're not careful, we're going to let the enemy take over. Hello. All right, how many of you found those verses? All right, here we go. Psalms 5:3. In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait in expectation. That's Psalms 5:3 in the NIV. Psalms 27:14 in the Amplified. Wait and hope for the and expect the Lord to be brave and of good courage, and let your heart be stout and enduring. Yes, wait and hope for and expect the Lord. Psalms 130, 1 through 5 from the Living Bible. O Lord, from the depths of despair I cry for your help. Hear me, answer, help me. Lord, if you keep in mind our sins, then who can ever get an answer to his prayers? But you forgive. What an awesome thing that is. That is why I wait expectantly, trusting God to help, for he has promised. Now, James tells us that when we ask in faith, we need to expect the answer. You know, there's no use of asking if you don't have faith and expect the answer. Why waste your breath? Come on. Don't look at me like that. We need to realize we're not, if we don't expect the answer, we cannot say we're in faith. Look at James 1. 6 and 7. James 1, 6 and 7. In the new NLT. James 1, 6 and 7. Okay. But when you ask him, be sure that your faith is in God alone. Do not waver, for a person with divided loyalties is as unsettled as the wave of the sea that is blown and tossed by the wind. So such people should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Right there, it tells you. James says, if you wavering, you got divided, you know, you don't know. Well, maybe so. No, maybe. Yeah, maybe it will. No, I don't think so. Why is it not happening? See, you shouldn't expect to receive anything. It's what James said. I didn't say it. James did. Yes, prayer changes things, but without expectation, nothing happens. You know, a lot of people pray and nothing ever happens, but it doesn't happen because they don't expect it to. Because in the natural, they can't see how it can happen. They can't see how it could be. And so their expectation is down here. It doesn't matter whether you can see it or not. If God said it, you can expect it. Doesn't make any difference whether, I don't know how that's going to work. How in the world can that work out? Doesn't make any difference how it's going to work out. If God said it, you can expect it. See, we get hung up with our minds sometimes because we can't figure it out. Let me tell you what, you're not going to figure out everything about God, but if you will believe what he says and expect what he says to happen, you'll find out you'll have a great life. Peter Wade said this, the most vital key in the period between believing and manifesting the answer is the matter of expectation. Are we really expecting God to supply that particular need? The vital key is that period between believing and the manifestation. But are we really expecting anything to happen? That's the question. See, we have to hold on to our expectation and not let go of it. Now, everybody has been talking around this campus anyway, because we've been praying, we've been talking about, Man, we're expecting great things at camp meeting. Now, let me ask you a little question. Are you just saying words and from the head and hoping? Are you saying words from the heart and you really expect something to happen? You realize that we can say words from the head about God and even about the Word of God and even quote the Word of God, but we're saying it from our mind and our heart is really not in it? Well, don't look at me like that. It's so. People do it all the time. People will say what they think you want to hear, but they are really not expecting anything. They're just saying it so because they know that's what you want them to hear. That's what you want to hear. Sometimes we all do something like that. Or in the past we have. How many of you have ever answered somebody and you answered them the way you knew they wanted you, what answer they wanted, but you didn't expect anything to happen? We need to expect God to be what God says He is. Psalms 42:11. In the Living, I'm going to read this from the Living Bible. Psalms 42:11 from the Living Bible. Now, when I see these people on the front row, because I can see them real good, when I see that they've found it, then that's when I start reading. So, okay, looks like they all got it down here on the front row. Here we go. But, oh my soul, don't be discouraged. Don't be upset. Look at that. Look at that in the Living Bible. Expect God to act. Oh, my soul, don't be discouraged. Don't be upset. Expect God to act. For I know that I shall again have plenty of reasons to praise Him for all that He will do. He is my help. He is my God. Don't be discouraged. Don't be upset. Expect God to do what He said in this Bible right here. The reason that we attempt great things for God, because we expect a great God to act on our behalf. We can expect our God to show up strong and powerful when we put our faith in His Word and says, all right, I expect it to be the way you said. In so many words, Paul said that many times. I expect it to be the way God said it. If you ever read his writings. William Carey said, expect great things from God. Attempt great things for God. In an atmosphere of expectation, God's mighty power shows up. In an atmosphere of expectation, the power of God will manifest itself. You know, actually, the degree of your expectation will determine the degree of God's power that will be manifest. The degree of your expectation often determines the degree of the power of God that shows up. If you're expecting little, then little will show. If you're expecting much, then much will be there. Come on. You know, Charles Kettering said, high achievement always takes place in the framework of high expectations. Actually, expectation is simply believing that you can. You know, I never entered into any sporting event, basketball, softball, football, running track. I never stepped on that field or on that track or the court that I didn't expect to win. Because if you don't expect to win, you won't win. Now, you may not win always, but if you don't have that expectation, you won't give it all you got. You won't put everything you have in it. But when you expect something, you give it everything you got. Am I right or wrong? You see, ask you some questions. What would you do if you knew God is always there and is always ready to help you? Would you try to do more than you're doing right now? Would you try to do what you've always dreamed of doing? Would you dare to attempt what others says is impossible? The truth is, with God, He's always there, ready to help us. The Holy Spirit is waiting to move on your behalf when you put your expectation in God. You see, the Holy Spirit is the power of God moving in our lives in this world now, and He only moves when God tells Him to move, and He moves when you start expecting God to do something, then the Holy Spirit will begin to move. Expect. Turn to your neighbor and say, expect. Don't ever expect God to do less than what He said in this word. If God said it, you can expect it. If God said it, you can expect it. You need to get that, you need to write that down. That's one of them little statements you need to put where you on your mirror or on your refrigerator or something that you see it all the time. If God said it, I can expect it. You know, put it down in your first person. If God said it, I can expect it. Do you really believe that? Turn to your neighbor and say, if God said it, I expect it. Let's all say it together. If God said it, I expect it. If God said it, I expect it. Do you notice that when you start saying that, did you notice there is a level that rises up? You know why? Because when you start making those statements, the Spirit of God starts taking a hold and saying, oh, man, hey, I got somebody pulling here with me. Come on, let's go down there and help them out. Come on now. If God said it, I expect it. If God spoke it, He will bring it to pass. Hallelujah. Let me close it out with this. This is the hour to expect a great God to do great things, and the time to step out and to do great things with Him and for Him. He will surely meet you at the level of your expectation, and He will do what He has promised in His word. That's just a little exhortation there, you know, that I have here. Let me read that again. I want you to get it. This is the hour to expect a great God to do great things. And the time to step out and to do great things with him and for him. He will surely meet you at the level of your expectation. He will meet you at the level of your expectation. And he will do what he promised in the word. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I talked to these people for a few moments to get them excited about expecting you to do what you have said you would do. I thank you that each heart and each life will be touched. And I thank you that whatever each one is needed out of what was said today will take root in their lives. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. How many of you got something out of this morning? The one thing I want you to get a hold of is, if God said it, what? Hey, you got it. If God said it, hallelujah. Glory to God. Would you bow your heads with me for just a moment, please? I never like to have a service that I don't give an opportunity for somebody to find Christ. You know, many times we think that everybody comes to church already knows Christ, but that's not necessarily so. If you're here today, then you've never accepted Christ as your personal Savior. This is your time to change your life forever. If you happen to be here today, and you know what it is to serve Christ, but you know right now that you're not exactly where you need to be, and you need to rededicate your life. Or you may be like a lot of people that I run into. They go to church all the time, but they don't know whether they've ever accepted Christ or not. Anybody on any one of those three invitations, let me see your hand anywhere in this room right now. I want to pray for you and I want to pray with you. You need Christ. You need to rededicate your life. You need to know so experience with him. Let me see your hand right now. Hand over here. Thank you. Are there others that will raise their hand with this one? Here's another one back here. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. This is your time to change everything. You can't expect anything from a God that you don't know or that you're not in fellowship with. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. We also believe in being filled with the Spirit. According to Acts chapter 2 and verse number 4, they were all filled with the Spirit and began to speak with tongues. The Spirit gave them utterance. And you'd say, I would like to receive that biblical experience of being filled with the Holy Spirit. Let me see your hand. Anybody in the room right now? Praise God. There's a hand. Everybody stand, please. I'm going to go right down front because I want to pray with you and for you, like I said. I want you to step out in the aisle right now and come down here. If you raised your hand, should have raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, step out in the aisle right now and come on down here. I want to pray with you and for you. Come on right now. Come on right now. If you raised your hand, should have raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, come on right now. Praise the Lord, man. Just stand right here. Praise God. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you.
With open bless you. Arms
praise the Lord. Just stand right here. We're so waiting.
Come,
hallelujah. Come on. Anybody
are
else want to come? Come on right
come
now.
As you are.
Hallelujah.
As you
glory
are
to God. Right here, man.
It really
bless
doesn't
you.
Matter.
Bless you. Wait a minute. We're waiting for some more. We got more coming. Come on. Come on. We're waiting for some more. Come on. This is your opportunity. This is your opportunity to change your life forever. Come on right now. Turn and ask your neighbor if you need to go down there. Tell him I'll walk down there with you. Some people don't want to come by themselves. Oh, here comes some more. Come on. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Bless you, young lady. Praise the Lord. Thanks for bringing it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Anybody else? We'll wait just a moment. We don't want to miss anybody that wants to change their life. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Hey, you that are standing here with me, I got three books in my hand. Little mini book. It's called New Birth, In Him, and Why Tongues, about the Holy Spirit. This is about who you are in Christ. If I said, I'm going to give these to you and I put them out here like this, somebody show me what you got to do to get them. They're yours. You can have them. Hey, y'all all going to get them same books in just a minute. That's a little exercise that I do. I can give you a book. But what you come down here for is a spiritual experience. I can't give that to you. It comes from God on high. And just as she reached out and grabbed it, I want you to raise one hand toward heaven. I don't care which one. And then with that hand, you said, okay, God, I'm reaching up to get what I came down here for. Would you just raise your hand right now? Congregation, would you just raise your hands out toward these and pray as I pray? Heavenly Father, I thank you for each of these that have come today. I thank you that every spiritual need in their life will be met today. Salvation, no soul experience. Hallelujah. Be infilling of the Holy Spirit. I thank you for it now in Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hand down and look at me for just a moment. I ask you to go to a special place of prayer where you can pray, be prayed with individually and in depth, given those books. Now, where are you going to? We call it a prayer room right now, but every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, it becomes a classroom, and it's called Turning Points. So what's that? Well, it's a classroom to get your life turned on to God or back on to God, okay? And I'd like to see you in that classroom. So would y'all turn right there? There's Pastor Bob. Would y'all follow him to that place of prayer? If you came down with somebody, you can go with them to the prayer room. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. That right there is what it's all about, people. Touching lives, changing hearts. Hallelujah to Jesus. Praise the Lord. Well, don't forget that we need help, especially with the children. So if you're going to sign up for children, go over in the East Lobby and go there to the resource room. If you want to sign up in any other areas out in the North Lobby, there's a viewer, it says, that is called in on this viewing online with back problems, migraine headaches, and foot issues. Just turn around to that camera right there with the red light on, and let's pray for this individual from Grove, Illinois. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, for this one that's called in, when I thank you for healing power. Anybody else out there that's watching, you need touch of God, reach your hand out toward that screen right now in the name of Jesus. Be healed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I don't know how many we had viewing this morning. Sometimes they put it up. So I don't know how many countries. I mean, sometimes they put them up. But we have a whole lot more people than's in this auditorium. They're all over the world today that are viewing us. Tonight, 6 o'clock, camp meeting starts. Come believing, come expecting. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They're going to sing a chorus to dismiss you, staff. Would you please go to the doors so we can check everybody's hand? They usually put it up where we're going to be. I'm going to East Side today. If you want to see me, I'm going to be on to East Side over here. Hallelujah. Don't forget, we need help in a lot of areas. Sign up. Come believing. Come expecting. Tell people about it. There's where we're going. I'm going East. Greg's going West. Bill Ray's West. Marvin and Lee are north, and Tad and Amanda are south. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's sing.
Come on. Mind strike.